It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Start an exciting week of high school hoops here on CDO as we come to you live from Unitego Central School tonight. It's a girls' MAC matchup between the Unitego Lady Spartans and the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Looks like we'll be getting started a little early tonight. The JV game wrapped up just a little bit ahead of schedule, so it looks like we'll be starting with just about a 7 o'clock tip-off here instead of the 7:15. Just the way it goes sometimes, the JV games run fast or run slow can really determine how your varsity tip-off will be. So it looks like about a 7 o'clock tip-off here tonight between Unitego and Afton. A lot of excitement here for tonight's games because by the end of tonight, we will finally know what the MAC top four final standings are going to look like in terms of who is going to be 1, 2, 3, and 4, who's going to get into the semifinals, and who is going to play on Friday in the game we'll have here on CDO to decide who goes to the MAC championship. The game that really decides that here tonight is the Delhi girls playing over at Green. Whoever wins that contest is going to have a huge advantage on where they will be in the standings. Of course, the other two teams that are in the top four, of course, Delhi and Green, as well as Sydney and BG. Sydney and BG have games tonight as well. They would have to win their games, but the matchups are favorable for them. If they can all win their games by the end of tonight's broadcast, we should know who's 1, 2, 3, 4, and kind of go from there, and we'll be able to tell you what game we'll be at on Friday. It's all going to depend on the matchup as to where we will go and what game WCDO will broadcast. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back after we pause for the national anthem. We'll get you the starting lineups here tonight. These two teams are not in the MAC top four, but this is a crucial game here tonight. They're still fighting for sectional points. A win here tonight could certainly help either of these teams maybe get a home game or not have to travel as far in the first round of sectionals, as well as how things will go for them in the MAC playoffs as well for some of the lower teams that still will go on and play. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we'll have tip-off between Unitego and Afton girls MAC basketball tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 6 in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. It's the Chambers and O'Hara Tip-Off Show, live from Unitego High School here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe on CDO. Let's get you the starting lineups here for this girls' game tonight between Afton and Unitego. First for the visiting Afton Lady Crimson Knights, wearing number 00, a senior Shikari Koss. Number 3, a junior, Paige Palizzi, a freshman. Number 15, Casey East. A senior, number 32, Brittany Palmatier. And a senior, number 35, Alex Alford, for head coach Lacey Stanton. On the other side for Unitego, a sophomore, number 15, Bailey Faulkner. A senior, number 21, Megan Faulkner. A senior, number 22, Sam Picard. A senior, number 23, Emily Slauson. And a junior, number 25, Hazel Hanel, for head coach Vicky Beams. Unitego is in the home white uniforms here tonight with the green trim, says Unitego in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Afton is in the cherry red road uniforms with the black and the white trim, says Afton in black and white lettering across the front of the uniform. And we are underway. Unitego going right to left. They win the opening tip. And here is Sam Picard, takes it down low but will travel on the layup. And the possession will go right back to Afton. Picard for Unitego had 27 points the other night, and a win over Deposit. So that was a very nice night there for Sam Picard, who really got hot from downtown. Now here's a whistle on Bailey Faulkner as Afton was bringing up the floor. Just a reach-in foul. Really was no need for it. Trying to go for the steal, but that'll be the first foul on Unitego of the night. And here is Afton for Palizzi. This one is off the mark for three. Right side, no good as Afton goes left to right. A rebound here for Unitego, and Hazel Hanel will walk it up the floor down the right wing. And to the top of the key here for Bailey Faulkner. Unitego with the ball. Step in two, left side. Got it. Sam Picard, not afraid to shoot here. If she gets hot early, that could be a tough and long night here for Afton. 2-0 lead for Unitego. And here is Palizzi feeding it across for Alford. Left side jumper is good. Alex Alford, the senior, ties it up at two. We're just about a minute into the contest, and Unitego looking to run and gun. Again for Picard, left side corner. This one is short. Rebound for Hazel Hanel, up off the glass. No good, and Alex Alford with the rebound here for Afton. Ahead for Palizzi, and she streaks down the left side of the floor, trying to go one-on-one with Hazel Hanel. Down low, pump fake. Finds Palmatier, who lost it on the floor. Palmatier kicks it back out for Palizzi. Skips across the top of the 2-3 zone for Koss. Downtown, got it. Shikari Koss puts it home, and Afton takes a 5-2 lead with 6:35 to go in the first quarter here tonight on CDO. Live from Unitego High School girls MAC basketball action. And Bailey Faulkner finding Picard in the left side corner as Unitego goes right to left. Back to Faulkner in the paint, up off the glass, no good. Wrestling and scrambling for the rebound will have a jump ball, and it goes to the Lady Crimson Knights of Afton. So Afton on the road leading 5-2. 6:20 to go in this first quarter. Afton will get it in and walk it up with the senior Shikari Koss. Back for the junior Paige Palizzi, far side, using her speed down the left side before she stops and puts on the brakes. Back for Alford, bounce pass right back to Palizzi. Pump fakes on the three, back for Alford, top of the key, three ball, got it. Wow, from downtown, Alex Alford again, and she's got five of Afton's 8 points. And the Lady Crimson Knights have come out hot. 8-2 now the score, Afton leading Unitego. Back for Picard, left side. This one is no good as a baseline three is off the mark. Now Afton streaking ahead. Here's Palizzi in the paint. Jumper no good. Koss the rebound. Koss goes up and is blocked out of there by Bailey Faulkner, who's looking to run. Two on one if they can hurry. Ahead for Slauson. And back for Bailey Faulkner. Up and in. left-handed layup, a little dipsy-doo goes down there for Bailey Faulkner. And it's 8-4, Apton on top of Unitika. We got an early track meet here, folks, with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Chance of defense from the Unitika student section. Here's Palizzi, top of the three-point arc, left side up off the glass there for Casey East. No good, Alfred, the rebound. She's blocked out of there again by Faulkner. Apton gets the ball back. Long three, top of the key for Palizzi is no good. And Faulkner, Bailey that is, with a rebound and ahead for the Lady Spartans. They trail 8-4. Unitika with the ball and a steal here by Palizzi, or will they get her for the foul? Let's see. No, they'll call a foul on Bailey Faulkner, and that's going to be her second. Palizzi came streaking up and looked like she was going to intercept that pass. Got her fingertips in it and then went shoulder to shoulder there with Bailey Faulkner. And they called that on Bailey Faulkner. Boy, that's a tough one. And a tough one to take so early, being her second foul. 4:50 to go, first quarter. It's Apton 8, Unitika 4. And here is Casey East. Passing one back up top, Shakari Cost. The deep three is off the mark from straightaway. No good. And Hezel Hanel, down in the land of the trees, one of the shorter players. Hezel Hanel comes up with the ball. Walks it up the floor, right side, with 4.5 to go, first quarter. Here is Mariah Sullivan, who's checked into the game for Unitika for Bailey Faulkner. Right side for Slauson, her jumper no good. Rebound back for Unitika. Across for Megan Faulkner at the right low block. The shot is up, but she was fouled on the floor before she put it up. This will be the first foul on Apton on the night. And that will be on 32, Brittany Palmateer. So again, with the new girls' rules, you get to 5 fouls each quarter. They reset it. If you get to 5, you're automatically shooting. So it's 2 on Unitika and 1 here on Apton so far. Unitika gets it in, but a strip here by Alex Alford gets the Crimson Knights the ball back. And they go down the floor going left to right. Back to Palizzi. She wants that 3 right side off the back rim. No good. And Sullivan, standing 6'1", rips down the board for Unitika. Hezel Hanel now gets the outlet pass ahead for Picard into the bucket, up and good. Sam Picard now with 4 of Unitigo's 6 points. We're back to a 2-point game. Apton 8, Unitika 6 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Left side for Paige Palizzi. Going up against this Unitika 2-3 zone. Back out for Koss. Wide open 3 off the back rim again. And Sullivan, another rebound here as she's cleaning the glass early for Unitika. Slauson now with the outlet pass for the Lady Spartans, ahead for Hezel Hanel. Into the corner here for Sam Picard. Down low for Sullivan, and she's fouled before she could get the shot off. 3:27 to go, first quarter. And it's Apton leading Unitika 8-6. And Mariah Sullivan, they will say she was in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the line. And what a luxury to have coming off the bench for head coach Vicky Beam, 6'1" junior Mariah Sullivan. Heck of a volleyball player here, too, for the Lady Spartans. First shot coming in a dead quiet gym for Sullivan is good. And she puts it through. Tickles the twine there for the Lady Spartans, and it's 8-7. 3:27 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. And also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Second foul shot is off the front of the rim. Not enough mustard on that one for Sullivan. And a rebound for Apton. The Lady Crimson Knights leading 8-7 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter, live from Unitika. And it's intercepted here by Unitigo's Megan Faulkner. Ahead for Hezel Hanel. Down the right side, step in. Right-handed layup is good. Hezel Hanel weaving her way through the defense and gives Unitika a 9-8 lead with 3 minutes to go, first quarter. To the high post for Brittany Palmateer. The jumper is short. Alex Alford puts up the rebound. It's in. And the girl they call Taco has 7 points here tonight for Apton. And the Lady Crimson Knights lead 10-9. It's been her nickname since she was a little kid. And she has approved radio use of that here tonight. And a steal now for Apton. This is Shakari Koss all alone for the right-handed layup. And she missed it. Couldn't get it. Now Unitika hustling back on defense. But Apton picks it up. Koss couldn't get it to go on the breakaway. Gets it back down low. Tries again. No good. Out of bounds. And let's see. Off of Apton and back to Unitika. 2.5 to go. First quarter. It's 10-9. And Unitika trailing here at home to Apton. And a great first quarter between these two teams. A real slugfest. Here's Sullivan at the high post. Unitika going right to left for Picard in the corner for Hezel Hanel. 10-footer. Jumper is good. Swish there for Hezel Hanel of Unitika, and the Lady Spartans retake the lead 11-10 with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. And here is Shakari Koss to the right side. Koss now finding Casey East in the corner, back for Koss, down low, tries an extra bounce pass, it's stripped out of there by Slauson of Unitigo. And back up the floor, here comes Hazel Hanel, head for Sam Picard. Extra bounce pass is a beauty to Megan Faulkner, and she finishes. First bucket of the night for Megan Faulkner. That causes an Apton timeout. The Lady Spartans leading Apton 13-10, a minute 48 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute 45 to go first quarter. Nate Lowe with you tonight on CDO. Apton girls trailing on the road at Unitigo 13-10. Apton with the ball, and here's Paige Palizzi. Left side jumper, no good, but a rebound here for Apton. Casey East puts it up. That's no good, and this time a rebound for Unitigo. And here is Hazel Hanel crossing the Spartans logo at half court as Unitigo goes right to left. Picard feeds the high post for Sullivan. A kick-out pass is tipped there by East of Apton, but Unitigo keeps it. Now Picard, step-in jumper right side, no good. And let's see, we're going to have a foul. Let's see who it's on, as it looked like a pretty clean play for both sides. They will say it's on Apton for a push. Casey East, they didn't like the way she was jostling for position there for the rebound. 1:10 to go first quarter. It is Unitigo 13, Apton 10. Unitigo gets it in, up and in for Megan Faulkner. Just a great alley-oop play on the inbounds pass. And just like that, it's Unitigo 15, Apton 10 with a minute to go first quarter. Here is Palizzi on the right side. Little give and go back to Shikari Koss. Back for Palizzi. Nice little fake. Gets in the paint. Looking for the kick out here. Instead keeps it baseline. Up. Is she fouled? Yes, she is. Great play as Unitigo was totally drawn to the left side wing. It looked like she was going to pass it back out. Just when she sold that fake, she had a nice crossover, went to the hoop, and was fouled as she went up for the layup. So here is the junior, Paige Palizzi, wearing number 3 to the line, looking for her first points of the evening. And the first shot rattles out. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. 5-point lead for Unitigo over Apton here at home, 15-10. And Palizzi at the line for Apton, shooting her second foul shot after the first one was no good. So Paige Palizzi at the line, second one is no good. Hit the front of the rim and then just died and couldn't get the shooter's touch on that one. So Unitigo back up the floor with 40 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Picard left side. Wants that three, pulls the trigger, it's short. Rebound though for Slauson, and a kick out right side for Hazel Hanel. Step in 5-footer, no good, out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Spartans of Unitigo with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. 15-10 is still the score. Unitigo on top of Apton. Hazel Hanel gets it in, finds Megan Faulkner at the foul line. Her jumper is no good. Again, ball loose on the floor. Rolls out of play. This time it will go back to Apton. So the Lady Crimson Knights, if they can play for the last shot here of the quarter, shot clock is off, they'll bring it up the floor. So here is Palizzi with 20 seconds left for Apton as they go left to right here in the first quarter. Let's see what they do. This would be huge momentum-wise if they could get a bucket at the end of the quarter. Here is Koss. Step in, right side, right block. No good. Rebound for Unitigo. Do they have time to get it up the floor? Here's Picard, and it's stripped out of there. Great hustle back by Paige Palizzi to punch it out of the hands there of Picard with 4 seconds left. So Unitigo will have the ball, and they'll inbound underneath their own basket with Megan Faulkner. Faulkner right by the left low block, looking for options, gets it to the foul line, and that's Hazel Hanel with the jumper, no good, and that'll do it. Our first quarter score, Unitigo leading Apton in girls MAC action 15-10. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on CDO, live from Unitego High School. We'll get underway, and Afton trailing 15-10, and they will start the second quarter with a foul on Paige Palizzi. Was just going for a steal there. Two very quick guards getting after one another. Palizzi for Afton, Hazel Hanel for Unitego. And that will be a foul on Afton. Now a pass in. It looks like we're going to have another foul just as Unitego passes the ball in down low. And let's see who this one will be on. And they're going to say that this one will be on Abby Bullier, who has just checked into the game here for Afton. So two quick fouls in the first 10 seconds of the start of the second quarter. Unitego with the ball going right to left. Here's Hazel Hanel. Pulls up right side. Jumper from 5 feet, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Afton couldn't get to the rebound again. Kicked out of bounds, but will stay with Unitego. 20 seconds into the second quarter, Unitego leading by five. Here is Megan Faulkner at the right low block. Back up foul line for Slauson. Jumper no good this time. Afton comes away with a clean rebound there from freshman Abby Bullier. A lot of freshmen here on this Afton team. Four freshmen up this year for head coach Lacey Stanton. Getting some good varsity exposure. And to the left side here for Bullier as Afton goes left to right. Now they find Alex Alford, who has 7 points so far. She drives to the hoop. This one is off the mark. No good. Slauson with a rebound. Stripped, though, by Alford. Diving on the floor, and they'll say she traveled. Even though she traveled and the ball goes back to Unitego, excellent hustle there by Alex Alford. Stripped Unitego of the rebound, then went diving on the floor after it. And just as she was trying to pass it off, the Zebra crew calling her for a travel. Great hustle, though. 7:05 to go in the second quarter. It is Unitego girls leading Afton 15-10. Looking to add to it. Sam Picard downtown. Make it count there for Unitego. And Sam Picard with 7 points. That's tied for the game high with Alford of Afton. And it gives Unitego their biggest lead at 18-10. Back the other way for Paige Palizzi. That one is no good. From a left side three, ball out of bounds, but will stay with Afton. And Koss will inbound it here for the Lady Crimson Knights. So here is Shikari Koss looking to get the ball in. Finds Bullier back up to Palizzi. Back for Koss in the corner right side. The three ball is short, but Koss, good fundamentals, following her own shot, kicks it back out and gets the rebound. Palizzi now finds Bullier. Bullier steps in, foul line jumper off the mark, no good. Palizzi a rebound, and the right-handed layup is in. Paige Palizzi, her first layup of the game, and it's 18-12. Afton is hanging around here in the second quarter. 6:15 to go in this second frame. And here is Picard, top of the key. She wants a three, got it. Sam Picard, bullseye, and she's got 10 points. It's 21-12. You can see the difference from the last few weeks. She is now confident in that three-point shot. Not afraid to go for it. And Unitego leads 21-12. Here's Palizzi on the baseline, and she's fouled left side for Afton. 5:57 to go in the second quarter. Checking into the game now for Unitego. Here will be Corinne Barber. Coming back out will be Callie Walker. 5:57 to go, second quarter. Unitego leads Afton 21-12. Afton gets it in going left to right, and another foul as Shikari Koss caught the inbounds pass, was immediately tied up, and another foul here on Unitego. So here's the team foul situation in the second quarter, each team with two so far. Afton gets it in. They try to go down low. Now they'll go back up top for Alford. Left side is Afton goes left to right. Palizzi for a deep three, and that's no good. Rebound for Koss. She got tied up. Jump ball will keep it right here, though, with Afton. And Afton, for being the smaller team here tonight, is somehow finding a way to keep pace with Unitigo on the glass. If it wasn't for the hot shooting of Picard, Afton would be right in this game. Inbounds pass for Shikari Koss, and that is no good. Ball rattles out and then rolls over the line, and this time we'll go back to Unitigo. So Sam Picard with 10 points for Unitigo to start off this first half, and that has really been the difference here for the Lady Spartans. They find Picard again in the corner. Another three, dialing long distance. They're going to say it's a two, though. The foot was on the line, but she's got 12 points, and she seems to love that spot in the corner. Left baseline side. It's 23-12 now. Unitigo on top of Afton. Here is Koss. Step-in jumper is short, no good. The rebound for Megan Faulkner again tied up. This time the possession arrow will give it back to Unitigo. Afton has got to find a way to close out on Sam Picard, as she's jogging right back to the same spot. She's hit the last two shots, and they're leaving her wide open again. She gets it, and this time Afton will step out on defense. Unitigo looking to cycle the ball around here with Hazel Hanel at the top of the key. Hanel left side again for Picard. Thought about the shot, but this time Afton really closing out on her. Here is Slauson, top of the three-point arc, 10 on the shot clock, and she's fouled. 4:56 to go in the second quarter. 23-12 is the score. And that's going to be another foul here on Paige Palizzi. That'll be the third team foul on Afton in the quarter. So Palizzi is going to come out of the contest here, as that's going to be, let's see, Casey East checking back in. That'll be two fouls there on Palizzi. And so Unitigo with the ball going right to left. They find Picard, who's in the opposite corner. This time she feeds down low right side for Megan Faulkner. She got tied up as she tried to go up. And another jump ball. This time we'll go back to Afton. The hot shooting of Sam Picard with 12 points has given Unitigo a 23-12 lead with 4:45 to go second quarter. And Koss will walk it up the floor, crossing the Spartans logo at half court. Koss to the left side. And a long three here for Afton is no good for Bulliard, but Alex Alford with the rebound as she puts it in. Alford with 9 points, and she's leading the way here for this Lady Crimson Knights team. It's 23-14. 4:20 to go, second quarter. Megan Faulkner with the ball right side, skips it across, and back up for Hazel Hanel. Back out for Sam Picard. Same spot again, buries it. Sam Picard is a hot potato here tonight, and it's 26-14. Another three-pointer, and she's got 15 points. And Unitigo leads 26-14 with 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Afton back the other way. Here's Koss with a little runner from 5 feet, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Somehow tracked it down. Back to the high post for Alex Alford, and she's stripped away. 2-on-1 for Unitigo. Here's Hazel Hanel. Back for Picard. Up with the left-handed layup, and no good. And it rolls out of bounds, and will stay with Unitigo. Picard missing the chippy there. I think she needs to step out the three-point line. That's where she seems to be most comfortable. After missing the layup, she's buried everything else. Unitigo's student section going over with some towels now and pretending that they're waving off the smoke because she's so hot from her shooting here tonight. Never a dull moment with the Unitigo student section. And now a steal for Afton off the inbounds pass. And here is Shikari Koss feeding it down low, up off the glass. That one is no good for Maya Kenyon, who just checked into the game. A 5'9" senior. Unitigo coming back with Picard from the left side. No good. That one was short. Rebound out of bounds, but they'll say it went off of Afton and will stay with Unitigo. Well, that was Casey East who was hustling after that rebound, trying to save it for Afton, but couldn't get there in time. And again, the ball will stay with Unitigo, and they have a 26-14 lead with 3:20 to go in the second. Back for Picard, long two, right side, got it. Picard has got 17 in this first half here for Unitigo, and she is just shooting out of her mind at the moment. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. It's 28-14, and now a steal for Unitigo and Hazel Hanel, but they'll say she kicked the ball, and so possession will stay here with Afton. She stole it, and then as she started to take off, she got a piece of the ball with her foot, and so the ball goes right back to Afton here. With 3:05 to go in the second quarter, it's Afton trailing on the road here at Unitigo, 28-14 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Left side, a step-in jumper here for Afton. That's no good from Abby Bullier. A rebound is up and in here for the Lady Crimson Knights. Let's see who's going to go to the line here. I believe this is going to be Palmateer with 2:53 to go in the second. And so a nice play there by Palmateer to put it up and in. So 2:53 to go in the second quarter. It's 28-16 going for the three-point play. This one is up and good. So it's 28-17 with 2:53 to go in the second quarter. Afton trying to hang around in this contest at the moment. Again, 28-17 is the score, and Hazel Hayden will bring it down the floor on the right side. Passes left side here for Unitigo, for Nicole Angel, who's back into the game. Angel down low for Faulkner, up off the glass, no good. A rebound here, ahead for Shikari Koss. Koss down the right side for Afton, up off the glass and in. And Koss has got 5 points. And it's 28-19, Unitigo on top. So the Lady Crimson Knights aren't going to go away without a fight. But back to Picard, a three left side, no good. And she is not afraid to shoot that ball here tonight. And now we're going to have a foul off of that rebound, off the miss from Picard. That one will be on Unitigo. Here's the team foul situation. 4 for Unitigo in the quarter and 3 here for Afton. Unitigo's going to take a timeout, so will we. 2:21 to go in the second. Unitigo girls leading Afton at 28-19. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:15 to go in the second quarter. Out of the timeout, Afton with the ball going left to right. Here's Koss trying to feed Alex Alford down low. She lost the handle, and Hazel Hanel was right there for Unitigo to break it free. And Hanel will bring it down the floor to the left side. They'll feed it into the corner. Now for Megan Faulkner, left side, up and in. Megan Faulkner with 6 points. She was at the left low block, and she put it home. It's 30-19. Unitigo on top with 1:50 to go in the second quarter over visiting Afton. A pull-up shot here is off the mark and no good, and a rebound for Nicole Angel. And Angel will bring it down the floor right side for Unitigo. Passing to the right low block for Faulkner. In and count the bucket. She'll go to the line. Faulkner had her back to the basket, made a nice little spin move at the right low block. Off the glass with the kiss and in, and she's fouled and will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Some scores from out of town. I have the UV girls leading BG 15-10 after the end of the first quarter, and the Delhi girls leading Green 7-2 at the end of the first quarter there. So those games all have some playoff things going on, so we'll have to keep an eye on that here tonight as well. Megan Faulkner trying to complete the three-point play. No good, and a rebound here for Afton. With 1.5 to go in the second quarter, it's Unitigo on top of Afton, 32-19. Right side, Casey East, pull-in jumper, no good from the baseline. A rebound for Unitigo and Megan Faulkner. And an outlet pass here for Nicole Angel, streaking down the left side. Angel stops, pops, wants that jumper. It's off the front rim, no good. And a rebound here for Paige Palizzi. She's off to the races, trying to go coast to coast. Lost the handle, but it was last touched there by Picard of Unitigo. So we'll stay with the Afton Lady Crimson Knights. 1:09 to go in the second quarter. Afton gets it in. They find Palizzi, and her shot is off the back rim. No good. Picard rips down the rebound for Unitigo. A long pass ahead. It's intercepted, though, and we'll have a collision over on the far side as Faulkner and Bullier were both going for the ball. And they're going to call a foul, and I believe they will call that one on Megan Faulkner. Yes, they will. So 1 minute to go here in this second quarter. And this foul from Megan Faulkner is going to send Abby Bullier to the line for Afton, as that is the fifth team foul on Unitigo in the quarter. Again, the new girls' rules, they reset the fouls every quarter. Once you hit 5, you're automatically shooting 2. Bullier to the line. First one is good. Abby Bullier, the 5'7" freshman, puts one home. And it's Unitigo 32 and Afton 20. So Afton trying to keep this within a reasonable distance here to try to make a run in the second half. And some points here at the end of the second quarter. would certainly be helpful. Bullier to the line, second one no good. And a rebound for Mariah Sullivan. Sullivan with an outlet pass here to Angel, and she'll walk it up the floor. Nicole Angel brings the ball up and gets tied up with Shikari Cause, and now a steal by Paige Palizzi. But before Palizzi can steal it, they'll say it was a jump ball. Actually, no, they're going to call a foul here on Shikari Cause. Thought for sure that was going to be a jump ball. Instead, they call the reach-in foul on Afton. This is their fifth, first one on Cause, and this is going to send Nicole Angel to the line for Unitiga with 48 seconds to go in the quarter. So here is the junior, Nicole Angel, to the line. First one is good. Nothing but net. She puts it home. Giving some key minutes off the bench here for head coach Vicky Beams is Nicole Angel tonight. 33-20, Unitiga leading. Second one for Angel is good. So she knocks them both down. And Unitiga leads by 14. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Afton bringing the ball to the floor, going left to right. And here is Shikari Koss, kicks out for East, her shot no good, but a rebound for Koss. Again, somehow gets in there, finds the rebound. The kick out here for Paige Palizzi is no good. And now Unitiga with a rebound, and they lead 34-20. And here is the pass down low, up off the glass. This one is good for Corinne Barber. The left-handed layup makes it 36-20 with 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Koss walks it up and to the right side. Here is Casey East on the baseline. Back out for Koss. Wants the three. This one is long. Rebound is there. A block. Afton puts it back up at the buzzer and no good. The block right at the buzzer was by Cassidy Frazier, but are they going to call a foul? Yes, they will. Actually, they're going to get the foul there on Mariah Sullivan. So Frazier's block was clean. Sullivan came back in, went for the second block, and fouled Bullier for Afton. She'll go to the line, and their first foul shot is good. So Abby Bullier makes it 36-21. They are zeros on the clock. Second one for Bullier is good. So Abby Bullier with 3 points in the first half, and that'll do it. Our halftime score, Unitiga girls leading Afton 36-22. We have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, our halftime score, Unitiga girls on top of Afton, 36-22. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Mirabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here live from Unitigo. Our halftime score is 36-22. The Unitigo girls on top of visiting Afton in MAC girls play here tonight. And it's time for our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Folks, I wish you could see the line of people here at half court at Unitigo that are lining up to do the half court shot. You pay a couple of bucks, it goes towards sports and the booster club and athletics here at Unitigo, and there has to be a line of about 20 or 25 kids here, adults, everybody, lined up to take this half court shot. So it's pretty impressive. We haven't seen one go down yet. A lot of really close misses, but some big heavyweight names out there. A lot of the Unitigo boys are here tonight supporting the girls. And shooting some half-court shots. Also saw Trevor Halliquist. He's one of the big three-point shooters for the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. He's here watching tonight. So a lot of guys who can shoot the basketball are out there. And seen a lot of young ladies out there as well. We've seen some one-handed throws, some kind of granny bowling style. It's a little bit of everything here. So it's all for a good cause here at Unitigo tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary first for Unitigo, the home team tonight. Sam Picard with 17 points so far for Unitigo. She has been lights out here for the Lady Spartans. 8 points for Megan Faulkner, 4 for Hazel Hanel, 2 for Nicole Angel, 2 for Bailey Faulkner, 2 for Corinne Barber, and 1 for Mariah Sullivan. On the other side here for Afton, they are led by 9 points from Alex Alford, 5 from Shikari Koss, 3 from Abby Bullier, 2 from Paige Palizzi, and 3 from Brittany Palmatier. So that's your scoring summary in the first half for Unitigo and for Afton. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you some of the out-of-town scores. Of course, we're keeping an eye on this game here tonight. Also, the Delhi girls over at Green. That has huge playoff implications. We're also getting a score out of Unadilla Valley and BG. And, of course, the Lady Bobcats need to win that one here tonight to keep their playoff, not hopes alive, but to see what seeding they will get. That's an important win if they can get it tonight against Unadilla Valley. Again, our halftime score here from Unitigo, the Lady Spartans leading Afton 36-22. I'm Nate Lowell. I'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600. And let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
We're specialists in you. is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just a couple of minutes left here in our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. You can call Mirabito today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And our halftime score here at Unitigo in girls MAC action, Unitigo leading Afton 36-22. Again, some halftime scores from around the league that we're looking at. The BG girls leading 26-22 over Unadilla Valley. BG needs to win that contest to make sure they have the best or are putting the best foot forward for the MAC playoffs. There's a couple of scenarios tonight which will make it really easy for seeding 1 through 4. There's a couple where it could come down to the tiebreaker is literally pulling the names out of a hat to see who's going to be in the top four. We'll all know that by the end of tonight's contest. So the other game we're looking at is Green and Delhi. That's over in Green tonight. The last score update we had there was that Delhi... Oh, here's another one. Oh, boy. Delhi has made a nice little run, and they are ahead. It looks like 16-2 with 2:17 left in the half. That is absolutely unbelievable. Green is currently the number one seed in the girls MAC tournament, but it appears that Delhi is up 16-2. Delhi was up 7-2. That's kind of a more normal score, but Delhi with that tenacious defense, they lead 16-2 now with about 2 minutes left in the half over in Green, so we'll keep you updated on that one as well. We're going to take one last break. We'll come back and get you set for the second half here on CDO.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitigo, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second half here on CDO with Unitigo at Afton. Underway in girls MAC action. Here's Hazel Hanel right into the paint here for Unitigo as now they go left to right. Bailey Faulkner, who sat most of the first half, is back in. Passes to her sister Megan Faulkner, who was fouled on the left low block. Unitigo leading 36-22. They go left to right on your radio dial to start off this third quarter. Unitigo with the white and the green trim here tonight. Afton is going right to left in the second half. They are with the cherry red and the black and white trim here tonight. Unitigo gets it in. A little 12-footer for Hazel Hanel is good. And Hanel with 6 points. And Afton back the other way. It's 38-22. They left Hazel Hanel all alone. She was able to bury it. And now a steal here for Bailey Faulkner of Unitigo back on the other end. And the Lady Spartans will bring it up the floor. Ahead for Megan Faulkner. Up off the glass and in. Megan Faulkner making it look easy. She is into double figures. And it's 10 points for her. And Unitigo ahead 40-22, and I have confirmed that that score is true, 16-2. Delhi on top of Green in that game that is so big tonight over in Green in the girls' MAC standings. Afton with the ball down, the right side for Shikari Koss, up off the glass, no good. Rebound is right there and put up and in by Palmateer. So Brittany Palmateer with an excellent bucket, and it's 40-24 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo with the ball going left to right. Right low block for Megan Faulkner. Up and in, but she traveled. And the ball will go back here to Afton. Lady Crimson Knights led by 9 points tonight from Alex Alford. And, of course, 5 from Shikari Koss. As Koss now with those 5 points brings it up the floor. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Koss to the right side, trying to pass down low, intercepted by Bailey Faulkner, 3-on-2 for Unitigo if they can hurry. She passes off for Hazel Hanel, who was fouled before she could get the shot off, with 6:13 to go in this third quarter. And Paige Palizzi is whistled for the foul here for Afton, and she's going to have to come out. Believe that is going to be her third foul, yes it is, so Palizzi to the bench. 6:13 to go in the third quarter, it's 40-24. Unitigo on top. They have the ball going left to right. They find Hezel Hanel on a well-designed inbounds play. Left side, jumper no good. Hezel Hanel the rebound, but she was rolling out of bounds as she tried to save it. And the Zebra crew right there to spot that one and give the ball back to the Lady Crimson Knights. So Koss again will walk it up the floor as Afton is in the cherry red with the white. And the black trim says Afton in black lettering across the front of the uniform. Here is Koss, always so dangerous. Gets down low, but blocked out of there by Bailey Faulkner. Long pass ahead here for Sam Picard. Of course, she wants the three. No good. It was too long. And a rebound here for Alex Alford, but she couldn't handle it. Hot potato out of her hands and out of bounds and will stay with Unitigo. So Sam Picard, with her first shot of the second half, was no good, but she had 17 in the first half. Unitigo gets it in. Turnaround shot for Megan Faulkner, up and in. And Megan Faulkner now with 12 points. Maybe some company coming for Sam Picard up in that 15-17 range. 5.5 to go, third quarter. It's Unitigo 42 and Afton 24. Here is Casey East with the ball. Back to the top of the key. And here for Kaylee Stevens. Back for Casey East on the baseline, left side, 10 on the shot clock, back up for Koss. Into the paint, nice drive, up and off the rim, no good. Faulkner with a rebound, and now let's see, jump ball is going to give it back to Afton. Koss and East were flying around like bees there, not allowing Megan Faulkner to get out of there, just kind of harassing her, and they were able to get their mitts on the ball and cause the jump ball. Afton gets it in, but a steal by Hezel Hanel off the inbounds pass. She passes ahead, and guess who? Shakari Koss is there to steal it right back for Afton. Well done there by the Lady Crimson Knights. They trail 42-24 with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. And to the right side, here is Stevens for Afton. Baseline jumper no good. Alford the rebound. She goes up, and she's fouled. And Taco will go to the line for two. As let's see, the foul will be on Emily Slauson here for Unitigo. And so Alex Alford, excellent softball and field hockey player as well for the Lady Crimson Knights, will go to the charity stripe to shoot two. First one coming for Alford is off the rim and no good. Hit the back, hit the front, and then popped out. So the score remains Unitigo 42 and Afton 24 with 4:50 to go, third quarter. And here is Alford to the line for her second shot. Second one coming here for Alford is good. So she has 10 points now, and it's 42-25. Unitigo on top of Afton with 4:45 to go, third quarter. They pass it down low, right low block for Faulkner. Fall away, jumper, doesn't matter. She nets it home, and she's got 14, including 6 straight points here for Megan Faulkner. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Shakari Koss to the right side, and an up-and-down dribbling call is going to give the ball back to Unitigo. 4.5 to go, third quarter. It's 44-25. Unitigo brings the ball down the floor, going left to right. They're in the home whites with the green trim. They find Sloss. My jumper is too hard. Rebound for Hezel Hanel. Nobody boxed her out, and she puts it home. And Hezel Hanel now with 8 points. 46-25 is the score. The Lady Spartans on top of Afton. Here is Koss to the right side, and Koss, her pass is picked off by Sam Picard. The breakaway left-handed layup is in, and she's got 19. Sam Picard makes it 48-25, and Unitigo is rolling here tonight. And now another steal for Unitigo as Afton brought it across half court. Breakaway for Hezel Hanel up off the glass and in, and she's into double figures. She has 10 points. And it's a 50-25 lead for Unitigo over Afton with 3:40 to go, third quarter. Lady Crimson Knights with the ball. They are going right to left here. Shakari Koss at the foul line. Again, another pass is intercepted by Picard. Ahead for Hezel Hanel. Up off the glass, no good, and she's fouled. Koss with a great job to hustle back and try to stop that breakaway layup, but instead she fouls Hezel Hanel, who will go to the line. That's tough because at the top of the 2-3 zone defense for Unitigo, you have Hezel Hanel, who's very, very quick, and along with Sam Picard. Those are two quick guards. And Hezel Hanel with her foot on the line, so the first shot will not count, even though it didn't go in. It wouldn't have counted if it did. Bailey Faulkner comes to the bench. Picard comes to the bench. Slauson comes to the bench, as well as Megan Faulkner. So everybody comes off for Unitigo except for Hezel Hanel with 3.5 to go, third quarter. It's 50-25. whole new cast of characters out there now for the Lady Spartans, as Hazel Hanel buries her second one, and now she'll go to the bench. And so five new players out there for Unitigo at the moment, as they lead 51-25. And Paige Palizzi will bring it up the floor here for Afton, going right to left. She's back in the game. She'll have to be careful playing with three fouls. Afton is without a couple of key starters tonight. We'll talk about that in a moment. Palizzi passes back, and a long shot there for Stevens is off the mark, and a rebound for Unitigo. Nicole Angel will walk it up the floor, going left to right on the right wing, and to the left side here for Beth Carey. Carey chases one into the backcourt. She lost the ball there and couldn't get to it in time, as that'll be a backcourt violation against Unitigo. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 51-25, Unitigo leading Afton, in front of a very good-sized crowd here tonight, live from Unitigo High School. So Afton with the ball, going right to left. Here's Paige Palizzi. Finds Sha'Carri Cost, back to Palizzi. Pump fakes on the three. And now back for Alex Alford. For Sha'Carri Cost, step back three, right side, no good. And a rebound for Unitigo with Mariah Sullivan. And an outlet pass to Nicole Angel, who I got to say has done a nice job bringing the ball up the floor here tonight when she's been in for Unitigo. To the high post for Mariah Sullivan. No good. Rebound is there for Unitigo. Up and good for Corinne Barber. And she's got 4 points. And now Afton back down the floor with Paige Palizzi. It's 53-25. Unitigo leading Afton as they try to get the ball to the high post here for Alex Alford. And a steal away by Nicole Angel. And Angel will bring it up the floor. Angel going left to right. Lost the ball, though, and Sha'Carri Cost ahead for Paige Palizzi. And she'll travel. Just shuffled her feet a little bit too much there, with 2:03 to go in the third, as she was on that breakaway layup, and as she was going back for the ball, again, just shuffled her feet. And so Unitigo will bring it up, and Afton is trying to trap Unitigo right at midcourt here to get some steals and maybe some easy points. And they come with Paige Palizzi and Sha'Carri Cost, and they'll get a steal and now a foul on Unitigo. Smart move there by Afton. Probably your two best athletes here in Cost and Palizzi using that trap. That's going to be hard for any guard to get through in the MAC, because those two are extremely athletic. Afton with the ball, going right to left after the foul. Palizzi with the ball, wants the three, left side, no good. It was a little short. Rebound on the floor, rolls out of bounds, and will stay with Afton with a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. It's 53-25. Unitigo leading Afton. Cost gets it in and finds Alford. Alford back for Stevens. Pull-up jumper is short. Rebound for Mariah Sullivan, looking for an outlet pass, and she'll travel. Got tied up there, and again, Afton will not go away quietly, and the rebound for Sullivan. As soon as she brought it down low, those pesky guards got right in there for Afton and tied her up, and she ended up traveling. Afton gets the ball in, again going right to left. Here's Cross, right baseline jumper, the floater, no good. Rebound right back for Cross. 5'3", and somehow she gets the rebound. Kick out there for Palizzi. No good. Cross, another rebound. She puts it up. This time it won't go. And Unitigo with a rebound, but now we'll have a jump ball. And now we're going to have a technical foul on Unitigo. With 1:14 to go in the third, Corinne Barber got tied up, coming down with the rebound, and just a little bit too much pushing and shoving, and the Zebra Crew says none of that tonight. And we will have a technical foul here on Barber with 1:14 to go in this third quarter. And it looks like Stevens will go to the line here to shoot the foul shots for Afton. Kaylee Stevens. And I think that was just out of frustration for Unitigo, because that was two or three rebounds in a row where a much shorter Afton player was just able to out-scrap Unitigo and get to the ball. And I think there was just some frustration there. As Barber, you know, doesn't mean that. It's just one of those things in the heat of the moment. And so the first foul shot is no good there for Stevens. Second one coming. Stevens, no good. That one's off the mark. And boy, we got a frenzy on the far side of the court, folks, as they are giving away free popcorn and hot dogs to the student section. You'd think those kids hadn't had food in about the last 10 years, the way that food just absolutely disappeared on the far side. And so Afton is going to have the ball after missing the two foul shots on the technical foul. And boy, folks, let me tell you, there was about 10 hot dogs, some popcorn, and it was absolutely just demolished over there. And some of the popcorn is actually on the floor. They're going to have to clean this up a little bit. So 1:14 to go in this third quarter, and Afton is going to, I believe, have the ball here after the technical foul. And let's see. Yes, they will. So 1:14 to go in this third quarter. Are they going to give the ball back to Unitigo here? There's a little discussion. And it appears Unitigo is going to get the ball now here with 1:14 to go in the third. So the score is 53-25. They appear to have cleaned up all the popcorn mess that was over on the far side. Boy, always a good time with this Unitigo student section here. They always seem to have some sort of antics going on. And so Unitigo is going to have the ball now. Referee's still talking about it a little bit. But it looks like we're finally going to get back underway with 1:14 to go in the third. Boy, that was an interesting delay. I can't say that many times I've seen there was a delay of game because of food that was given to the student section on the far side. That was interesting. Well, Unitigo gets the ball in, but they're quickly going to give it right back to Afton as a pass was too tall there for Nicole Angel. And so Shikari Koss will bring it up the floor here for Afton as they trail 53-25 with a minute to go, third quarter. Here is right side for Palizzi. Up off the glass. No, but she's fouled by Mariah Sullivan. And Paige Palizzi is going to go to the line here for Afton. Palizzi with 2 points here tonight for this Afton team, which is just chock full of softball players who I know will be seeing all spring long here in the MAC as, of course, they got it all the way to the MAC championship last year, lost to Sydney. But everyone knows about the Afton dynasty in softball. First shot for Palizzi, no good. Hit the rim twice and bounced out. Then they got all the way to the Section 4 Class D Finals before falling to deposit by one run. That was a heck of a game down in Binghamton at Bag's Eye. And, of course, deposit went on to win the Class D State Championship in New York State. So you can see how good Afton was last year, and I'm expecting them to be a solid team in softball again this year. Palizzi with the second shot. That one is up and good. So 3 points tonight for Paige Palizzi. And now Unitigo with the ball going left to right. They get it inside to Bailey Faulkner, who is fouled at the left wing. Down on the left low block. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. And the score is 54-26. Unitigo on top of Afton. And so Unitigo will inbound the ball underneath their own basket after that foul. Some substitutions here for Afton. With 48 seconds to go here in this third quarter. So Nicole Angel looking to get the ball in here for the Spartans and does. Finds Walker. The shot is short for Unitigo. No good. Ball loose on the floor with 43 seconds to go in this third quarter. And so now, after the ball was on the floor, we will have a jump ball. And it will go back to Afton. Kind of a slow-moving last minute and a half here this third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight, folks, on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Here is Shikari Koss, right side, three ball for Afton, no good. Unitigo picks up the rebound here with Angel, and now she'll travel. So that will give the ball right back here to Afton. And so they will inbound the ball underneath the basket with Shikari Koss. Again, Afton going right to left. They get it into Alex Alford. The long shot, no good, and a rebound here for Cassidy Frazier of Unitigo. 20 ticks left here in this third quarter. And Beth Carey brings it down the floor. Stops. Long two-pointer, no good. Rebound on the floor. Knocked out of bounds. It rolled over the line and will stay here with Unitigo. So our halftime score over in Green is Delhi 16 and Green 8, in case you were keeping track at home of some of those other games around the league. And here is Frazier. Step-in jumper is good for Cassidy Frazier. And Unitigo at the end of the third quarter leads 56-26 over Afton. Our fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter live here in Unitico. 55-26 the score. Unitico with the ball as they're going to put the almost the whole starting five back in. Bailey Faulkner still on the bench and Mariah Sullivan is in here for Unitico. This is, could be a big win here tonight for the Lady Spartans. Another point will help them in the MAC standings in terms of the MAC playoffs, as well as in the Class C sectional standings. They get it down low here to Megan Faulkner. Her shot is partially blocked out of bounds, but will stay with Unitico. So we're 10 seconds into the fourth quarter here, and it is Unitico 55 and Afton 26. They get it in. Megan Faulkner up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound and can't get it to go. Hit the back of the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. And Alex Alford rips down another rebound here for Afton. And here is Paige Palizzi down the floor, left side, looking for Alex Alford into the corner. Back up for Shakari Koss. Steps in, left elbow. Back to the right side for Palizzi. Five-footer, good. And Palizzi has 5 points here. It's 55-28 with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And now Heselhaina will get the ball in. Lofts it up over top of Afton, who's coming with a little 2-2-1 press here. To the right side for Slauson, back for Picard, who's got a game-high 19. Picard down low for Megan Faulkner, up and in. She's got 16 now, and it's 57-28. Unitico on top of Afton with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Cross to the left side here for Alex Alford. Step in three, got it. Alford from downtown, and she's got 13, and she's having a good shooting night here tonight for the Lady Crimson Knights, and now as Unitico gets the ball in, we're going to have a jump ball, it looks like. And we'll go back to Afton. I think some Unitico fans wanted to reach in foul instead, but the Zebra Crew says it will be a jump ball. Afton quickly gets it in. Long three in the corner for Paige Palizzi. She pulled the trigger, couldn't get it to go. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's 57-31. Unitico with the ball, going left to right. Here is Picard, steps in, jumper off the back rim, no good. Sullivan with a rebound. Came down with it and was fouled with 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter. So 57-31 is the score, and Mariah Sullivan will go to the line to shoot two. So here is Sullivan with 1 point already so far here tonight. Stepping in to shoot two after coming up with a big rebound there for Unitico. And so now they're going to say that she wasn't in the act of shooting after a little conference there between the two officials. And they'll give the ball to Unitico on the floor. They get it in for Picard to the left side as Unitico goes left to right. And down for Slauson in the right corner. Her jumper no good. Sullivan the rebound. Gets it again and up and can't get the roll to go. Two right-handed layups and she couldn't get it to go down. And here is Shakari Koss off to the races down the right side for Afton. Koss coast to coast. Her right-handed layup is no good. A rebound back out for Afton. Here's Alford. Straightaway three. No good. Hit off the back rim. Up over the glass. And out of play. So Unitico in the home whites here tonight with the green trim. Afton is in the cherry red with the black and white trim. Two teams getting up and down the floor here to start this fourth quarter. But Unitico on top 57-31. Now we'll have a foul on Shakari Koss as Unitico got the ball in. 57-31. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
6:05 to go in the fourth quarter here, live from Unitico High School. Unitico with the ball after the quick timeout. Here is Megan Faulkner at the foul line. Gets it to the right side for Slauson. Step-in jumper. Hazel Hanel, no good. Ball still loose on the floor and picked up here by Sam Picard with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And Unitigo with a commanding lead trying to add to it. Splash for Hazel Hanel. Right side jumper. She's got 13. And Unitigo now leads 61-31 over visiting Afton here in the MAC. And to the right side here for Alex Alford. Left side baseline goes up. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. A rebound for Emily Slauson. She'll walk it down the floor. Good speed here for Slauson. Throws it off the hands, though, of Shikari Koss as she tried to pass down low and out of bounds. So 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. Sullivan is going to come out. And Bill will be replaced by Bailey Faulkner. So the starting five is back in here for Unitigo as they lead 61-31. But everyone has played in this contest here tonight for Unitigo. Slauson with the ball on the right side. Finds Sam Picard back over here for Hazel Hanel. Into the paint. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Hazel Hanel's now with 15. So you got Picard with 19. Megan Faulkner with 18. And Hazel Hanel with 15. So quite the scoring night here tonight for Vicky Beams' club for Unitigo. They lead 63-31 with 5 minutes left. And here is Shikari Koss. Gets down low, up off the glass. Swish! Nice little kiss shot there for Shikari Koss. Makes it 63-33 with 4:50 left. And here's Hazel Hanel to the left side. Hanel puts on the brakes in front of the crowd over there on that left wing side as Unitigo goes left to right. Now back for Slauson. Running jumper. No, but she's fouled. With 4:39 to go in the fourth quarter, and they'll say that that one was in the act of shooting. And so Slauson will go to the line. Slauson still looking for her first points here tonight, the only starter who hasn't scored. First shot is up for Slauson off the side of the rim and no good. Beth Carey will check back in, and Hazel Hanel will go to the bench for Unitigo. Second one coming here for Slauson. Doesn't always get on the score sheet here for Unitigo, but does a lot of the little things out there for the Spartans and makes a foul shot here. First point of the night for Slauson, and that gives Unitigo a 64-33 lead over visiting Afton. Cost to the left side here, and a long jumper for Stevens off the glass and good for Kaylee Stevens. Wow, and that one looked like it was going to hit the ceiling rafters before it came down, but it goes in to make it 64-35. Here's Megan Faulkner, a turnaround jumper from the left low block. No good. Slauson is there to clean up the mess. And 3 seconds is the call on Unitigo before Slauson could get it out of there. Megan Faulkner had been pitching a tent and camping in the lane. 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break here on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family-owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:42 to go in the fourth quarter, and just as we come back, it's going to be a foul on Paige Palizzi here of Afton. And we'll send Nicole Angel to the line, and she will put the first one up and good. So Angel with 3 points. Unitigo threw the ball in, and Angel was bringing it up the floor. Palizzi was going for the steal and got whistled for the reach-in. Second shot for Angel is good. Nothing but net. She's been a sniper from the line here tonight, and it's 66-36. Unitigo on top of visiting Afton with 3:35 to go. Shikari Koss, the senior, brings it down the floor to the right side. Koss for Paige Palizzi. Nice move to the baseline. Pulls up and blocked out of there by Bailey Faulkner. And now Angel will bring it back down the floor. Angel, though, from behind, almost had it stolen there by Paige Palizzi. And now we'll have a whistle and a travel. Angel was just trying to get out of that double team, had nowhere to go, and shuffled her feet. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. 66-36 is the score. Unitigo on top of Afton. And Shikari Koss will bring it down the floor. Here is Koss across the Spartans logo at midcourt. Postgame show's coming up in just a few minutes. We'll give out our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. So stay tuned for that, as now we're going to have a foul on Unitigo as Afton was getting the ball into the high post. Picard's night is done. She'll come to the bench with a game-high 19. Excellent shooting night for Sam Picard. Cassidy Frazier will check back in. Afton, in the meantime, gets it in. Long jumper, Shikari Cost, no good. Paige Polizzi, that one is no good, and Polizzi couldn't get it to go down. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. 66-36, Unitigo with the ball going left to right with 2:50 to go. And here is Angel finding Beth Carey. Carey for Frazier, right side pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Afton. And that was Stevens ripping that one down out of the sky with 2.5 to go. And again, Polizzi walks it up the floor, setting up the offense here for the Lady Crimson Knights. To the right side, back for Polizzi. Polizzi looking for options, finds Shikari Koss. Good little pump fake. Bounce pass, back out Polizzi. Deep three, got it. Nothing but net there for Paige Polizzi, and she's got 8 to make it 66-39. Down the floor here with Angel. Bounce pass, finding Bailey Faulkner. Pull up jumper, no good. Rebound comes down and up off the glass. No good there for Callie Walker. Rebound still on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling, and Afton comes away with it. Running the floor is Paige Polizzi. Gets in, stops, and again goes up, and it was blocked there by Bailey Faulkner. Bailey Faulkner just using her height there at 5'10". That's her fourth block of the night. With 1:56 to go, Afton will inbound underneath their own basket. And into the corner here for Shikari Koss. Gets into the paint. Koss, a little running jumper, and she's fouled. 1:52 to go here in the fourth quarter, 66-39. Unitigo on top of Afton will step away for 30 on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Shikari Koss goes 1-for-2 at the line, and it's 66-40 with 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Frazier down the right side for Unitigo. Passes it down low, up off the glass. That one is no good for Callie Walker. Again, blocked out of there, and Polizzi will take off down the right side. Polizzi, stuck on the right baseline, has to kick it back out. A little give and go. She wants the three. That one is short. A rebound here for Unitigo, and they look for the long outlet pass ahead. Instead, they will keep it short with Nicole Angel. Angel to the right side. Kick out for Faulkner. Finds Frazier. Great little pump fake there. Goes up. No good. Rebound comes down. And again, Callie Walker is there. Her shot was blocked out of bounds, though, and will remain with Unitigo with 1:10 to go fourth quarter. And it's Unitigo leading Afton 66-40. Polizzi will go to the bench here. Looks like for the final time tonight. So she will finish with 8 points. Good effort for Polizzi tonight for Afton. Unitigo gets it in. Jumper from Beth Carey is no good. Palmatier rips down a rebound for Afton. And ahead for Abby Bullier. Bullier gets the ball safely into the hands of Shikari Koss with a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. And Koss passes down low, and that one is stolen away, as that was Kenyon who had the ball for Afton. Lost it, though, and Unitigo will come away with it with 45 seconds left. Finding Bailey Faulkner in the paint. Now she'll bring it back out. Skips across the top of the 2-3 zone and finds Frazier. Frazier passes right back to Beth Carey. Pull-up jumper is good. Beth Carey, her first jumper of the night, makes it 68-40 with 30 seconds to go. And here is Koss at half court for Alex Alford, who's got a team-high 13 points. Back for Koss. Deep three. No good off the front rim. A rebound for Beth Carey. Down to 15 seconds to go, and this will be a nice win at home tonight for the Unitigo Lady Spartans as we have 10 seconds left in the contest. Little pull-up jumper is up and good for Callie Walker. So another score there tonight for Unitigo, and a half-court heave at the buzzer is no good. That's going to do it. Our final score, 70-40. Unitigo defeats Afton. We'll have our post-game show coming up. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Whether you're rooting for the Broncos or Panthers this Super Bowl Sunday, you'll be a winner when you get your party food from Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. The Roma team is ready for the action, and with three super specials, you can't lose. How about a bucket of their famous wings for just $32.95, or a family-sized party pack, one large cheese pizza, one dozen jumbo wings, two-liter bottle of soda, and dozen knots for just $28.95. Or for that super-sized party, get two large cheese pizzas, two dozen jumbo wings, 2-liter bottle of soda, and a dozen knots for only $49.95. Get with the game and call today to order ahead. 563-8888. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney, your Super Bowl headquarters.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks, to Unitigo High School 70-40, our final score here tonight. The Unitigo Lady Spartans taking down Afton again by the score of 70-40. We'll do our awards in just a minute, but let's go through our scoring summary here first for Unitigo. They are led by 19 points from Sam Picard. That's a game high tonight. 18 from Megan Faulkner. 15 from Hazel Hanel. 11 different players scored here tonight for Unitigo, folks. This is going to take a little bit. 4 for Nicole Angel. 4 for Corinne Barber. 2 for Cassidy Frazier. 2 for Beth Carey. 2 for Bailey Faulkner. 2 for Callie Walker. 1 for Emily Slauson, 1 for Mariah Sullivan. So again, 11 different players score here tonight for Unitigo. Always great to see. On the other side for Afton, 13 from Alex Alford, 8 apiece from Paige Polizzi and Shikari Koss, 3 from Abby Bullier, 3 from Maya Kenyon, 2 from Brittany Palmatier, and 2 from Kaylee Stevens. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes with our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and as well as getting you some out-of-town scores as well on some of those other games I know that people are looking out for. Again, our final here, Unitigo 70, Afton 40, and girls MAC basketball action. I'll be right back. This is Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
But before we do our awards here, folks, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards. They have the BG girls defeating Unadilla Valley 54-42. So that was a key one tonight here in the MAC as well. BG had to do their part if they were hoping to make sure that they were in the top four and get a good seed there. So BG does their job 54-42. And the last check I had from over in Green, between Delhi and Green, and that was really the one that mattered the most. 26-19 is the score I have there. Delhi leading Green at the end of the third quarter. So Delhi was up as many as 16-4 in that contest, but Green, the number one seed at this point, still chipping away. 26-19 at the end of the third quarter there. Going back to that BG game, Abby Selfridge with 22 points, Megan Palmatier with 16 to lead BG. So they get the job there done there tonight. So we'll have to keep an eye on those top four standings. That's really what we're looking at here tonight. And we should know in just a couple of minutes between Green, BG, Delhi, as well as Sydney, what the top four are. It might take us a little bit to figure it out, but we will certainly try to have that for you by the end of the broadcast here. All depends on if that Green-Delhi game wraps up or not. If not, we'll make sure that we post the results on Twitter if you want to follow along there. One last quick break. We'll come back. We'll do our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, our final score here tonight from Unitigo, the Lady Spartans defeating Afton 70-40 on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one final time here to Unitigo. Again, the Unitigo girls defeating Afton 70-40. It's now time for our three awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. No question here tonight. 19 points for Samantha Picard for Unitigo. Was absolutely hot in the first half. Had 17 at the intermission break. So Sam Picard from Unitigo, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Want to give that one to Alex Alford here tonight. She thought she had a great night. Of course, 13 points for Afton, but just was great on the boards. Scrappy, got on the floor. So Alex Alford is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, our Echo Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight to Megan Faulkner from Unitigo. 18 points was just a solid rock down low and did everything that Unitigo asked her to do. Got off to a slow start, but put in 18 by the end of the night. So Megan Faulkner from Unitigo, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. That's going to do it for our broadcast. 70-40, Unitigo defeats Afton. Let me check on that Delhi score one more time here. I have 30-21. Delhi is on top of Green with 3.5 minutes left in that game. So we're going to have to keep you updated on Twitter from here on out. BG did their part. We'll have to find out about Sydney and Oxford, but we'll sort all this out on Twitter. So if you're looking for the top four scorers, make sure that we do that on Twitter for you. Top four seeds, I should say, not scores. The top four seeds will be on Twitter later tonight if you're looking for the MAC girls playoff seeds. And on Friday, that is when we will have the MAC playoffs and the semifinals to see who goes to Hartwick on Saturday the 13th. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, our final score here tonight, Unitigo 70, Afton 40. A big thanks to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lowe. Have a great night from CDO Sports.